You're listening to Swiping Up.
Join Esther.
So dang cute.
Wendy.
Hey, y'all.
And Spencer.
Just wanted to pop on.
As they spill the tea on the lifestyles of the Insta-famous.
Hey, guys.
I'm a dog person, so I'm not afraid to be the bitch. This is Spencer.
Tell me not to do something, and I'll do it twice and take pictures. This is Esther So Extra.
The Queen of Diamonds always has an ace up her sleeve. This is Wendy V and Basic.
Woo! Welcome to episode 50.
Oh, it's so old.
Wow.
I know.
So I was just eating an apple.
Yes, she
and
was.
Peanut butter.
I heard it.
Wait, no. You guys. Esther and I love ASMR. love it. And Wendy absolutely hates it. And I'm sorry. I like can't help myself. I have to like.
Do you actually
torture
like
you a little?
Listening to people be like.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
What?
Have you ever heard of mukbang?
No.
You've never heard of mukbang shows?
Mm-hmm. It's either about your hair, like your bangs, or something sexual?
Neither.
Okay.
Mukbang is like watching people eat food. It's like a whole sensory thing. So like, you watch, like they'll hold the food up to the cameras and then they have like the ASMR of like touching the food and eating the food. It is so fascinating. There's a girl on TikTok called Happy Healthy Haley. Yeah. And if you're on TikTok and you've seen people eat carrots and mustard, then you're on the right side of TikTok. And she's the one that started it. Her whole TikTok is mukbang. And it's just her eating every meal on camera.
That is so annoying. I hate when people get on stories. I don't care who you are. Like Jesse James Decker used to do it all the time. Like I loved her, but I was like, if you do not stop smacking your jaws while you're eating, I cannot stand that. When you're like, and then... Stop. Nobody
that
wants to see you eat.
That is different.
Okay, ugh. Yes. I do have to say, I cannot stand when people are talking and then eating at the same time.
Okay,
if
but
you're
even
just
this,
chewing. No, that doesn't matter.
I like it.
That's actually a cap from a
first of
bottle.
All, it's a piece of plastic.
I was just giving the example of it sounds like you're eating rocks and I hate it so much.
No, but like, just when I was eating the apple, the like, like that noise.
And
I
then
love
the little
it.
Little juicy bits in between.
No.
Oh my God. Love it so much. But yeah, mukbang. It's like a huge thing. Anyways, look at hashtag mukbang. Some of it is like really gross and gluttonous, but others is just like really fascinating. And I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move right on in to 7 second snippets.
All right. So Jessie Bozeman, I think is how you say her last name. She was not somebody that I was familiar with. And I don't even know that she's a bib. She is one of the models for Vestique. And I love Vestique so much. So
me too.
The other day I was watching their stories and one of their models, Jessie, was they were behind the scenes, basically. And they were actually doing it in Wilmington. And I guess they ended up at the final place that like her and her fiance or they had some special thing there. So anyway, they're going on behind the scenes and they're showing her like doing this look and doing that one. And then she goes into her room and he's waiting there with a ring and he like proposes to her. And it was like all on like the story. It was really cool.
That's
I
so
was like,
cute.
It was really neat. And she's so pretty. Like she's,
I'm looking her up now because I've never heard.
I've never heard of her
yeah,
either.
I've never heard of her.
And
how did you hear of her from? Was it on Vestique?
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I think it's just one of their. I mean, I've seen her face like on their site and stuff, so it's just one of their regular like models. But her feed is really cool too. Like it's really pretty and like perfectly curated. But I thought that was really special, like how they did that. Like she what a fun way to do it.
She reminds me of somebody and I can't put my finger on it. I like,
she reminds me of a Bachelor contestant, like almost like a Cassie a little bit.
Cassie, or it's like if you took Cassie and mixed her with Madison from Siesta Key.
Yes.
That's what she looks like.
She looks so much like Madison in this one picture right here. Wow.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, she does.
She's so pretty.
She is so pretty.
We're 30-something year olds that watch Siesta Key.
I mean.
Bite me.
I know, it's good. But anyway, I thought it was really cute. And I love Vestique. Like, I went in there the other day and tore it up. Got me a lot of good stuff. So,
nice.
Anyway.
Cool. Okay, so in our group today, we had somebody post looking for foodie bloggers, foodie bibs. So there's a couple that I've, a few that I've talked about before on here that I love. So I was just going to mention them. So Barrett Prendergast, mm-hmm. she's amazing. The next one, Arielle Lori. So she's married to Chuck Lori, the producer, like Big Bang Theory, all that. Yeah. So, and she also has a podcast. I think it's called The Blonde Files. But she is all like plant-based food, like really, really good, delicious. She does a lot of like healthy alternatives to sweets. And then Savoring the Flavoring, we've talked about mm-hmm. once or twice before on here. And she's awesome. But there is someone that I went to college with. Her name is also Spencer, ironically. Spencer Cotter. And she, I guess, has kind of went back to school, decided to have a career change, and she just started her like wellness and food blog. So she's just got her Instagram right now, and her handle is just her name, Spencer Cotter. But she's growing really quickly, and she's awesome. She's great to listen to. She's got great advice, good recipes. So she's another one to pay attention to.
Ooh, her page looks delicious.
Right?
I missed that post in the group, but one of my good friends, her name is Felia, and she has Sweet Fee like as her blog name, and now she's under Felia Kellenhofer, but she lives in Wisconsin, and she has a food blog too. She's a mom of three. She has a little boy, and then she had twins. She works full-time and does this, and her page is, like, her recipes are so legit. I've talked about her before, and she has a couple cookbooks. She has a baby one and a regular.
Oh, awesome.
Like, yeah, it's cool. So I've ordered both of those on, like, Amazon and stuff, but she's really good. So I just commented that in the group because I missed it.
Cool.
I have one too, and she's actually local to Raleigh. Her name is Ashley Carver Adams, and her Instagram is called All the Healthy Things. And she posts a ton of like simple, healthy, gluten-free recipes. I think they're all gluten-free. Yeah, that's what it looks like. But her page looks so delicious.
Oh my God, the last post, the carnitas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay, man. we're just drooling now.
Let's just skip straight to our swipe up.
This is the episode about
show
food
on the road, so that I can go eat because now I'm hungry.
Right, right. We have such a good show today. So,
no, we really do. So, did you guys see Caitlin Saylor's update about the inmate who escaped from the prison?
No, but I had a nightmare about it.
Lovely. So, yeah, apparently he put on a janitor's uniform. So this is how he escaped. He escaped by putting on a janitor's uniform and followed another employee out the door.
I thought that only happened in movies like that.
Right?
That is crazy. How did he get their uniform?
So I don't know how he got the uniform, but the news article said he followed a pharmacy specialist into an area for a controlled entry and exit. And then he was carrying a bag of trash and he motioned for an officer to let him through so he could dispose of it. And the officer asked to see his ID, but Hauser, the inmate, he refused and he continued just motioning to the officer to open the door. And so then the officer got suspicious and told Hauser to step back. And initially he complied, but then the officer turned her attention to the pharmacy worker who was trying to leave. And then the inmate like ducked below the control station window and went through the door.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. The criminal didn't follow directions.
Yeah. Weird. And then he was like out of view. And then the outer door was open to let the pharmacy tech leave, and that's when he left too.
I wonder if the guard got fired. That seems like a real big fuck up.
Everybody in the prison should get fired. Yeah. They need to close the prison down. I'm going to move to like Barbados to get far away from Carrie.
Because now we have Apex and get you.
Now we have all of these prisoners escaping and running around loose, and I just don't feel safe anymore.
All these prisoners. All these prisoners.
We have a jail, and they're like scamming janitors' outfits and sneaking out doors. Like, guys, where are your guard dogs?
Who let the dogs out?
Serious.
Not the prison guards, because the prisoner got out.
So,
oh, man.
I don't know. Caitlin must kind of live in a movie or something, because I ain't never heard of that happening before.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's like an Orange is the New Black episode.
Literally.
That's right. So CM Cutting is pregnant.
Yes,
we called it.
We called it.
So
no big deal.
I heard it here first, folks. Last month, actually.
Yeah.
But Laura Beverlyn, LaBev and Mabev keep posting these very sexual captions of making babies, trying to make babies, having fun making babies. And a lot of people are, you know, just
dead.
It's too much for some. You know, it's too dead. Much. I'm included in that. It's
didn't
a little too
she do
much.
Yeah. an ad for pre-seed? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did. Well, so there's that Ava bracelet, the fertility tracker, mm-hmm. and then the mm-hmm. pre-seed. But like, I was reading in a lot of comments that on various posts, because it really struck a chord with a lot of people.
Everybody.
But there were people in like these TTC groups, the trying to conceive groups, that were saying mm-hmm. like, once you start working with a fertility specialist, you really rarely use pre-seed. So for her to be like advertising it, like it's probably not a product that she's actually using. Now, who knows? Nobody is in her home with her when she's
yeah. can we just,
and
can we
doing these.
But, what?
Can we just make a pact right now? Can we just pact never to say the word seed again?
Like seed. You don't like the pre-seed and post-seed? Like, can we just get onto the post-seed where she's
what's worse, moist or pre-seed?
Pre-seed moist. For sure. Oh, now, guys, I'm a baker, so the word moist to me is a good thing.
Well, like, you don't like, it's a great, you don't like seeds in your stuff, like your chia seeds and like all
Lord.
That?
Lord. Okay, if we're talking about food,
you
seed
just
is
said
fine
you're a baker,
day.
So moist doesn't, that's your rule, not
seeds
mine.
Seeds are fine all day if we're talking about food, but pre-seed, oh, Lord have mercy.
So, I mean, I do feel for them, because I cannot imagine going through like infertility and, like, for people that want a baby that bad, you know, I do feel bad for that. Like, that's
100%.
It has,
me too.
It has nothing to do with their right. struggles. Their struggles are obviously very real. And as mm-hmm. time has gone on, she's gotten more and more open mm-hmm. about sharing it, which I think mm-hmm. is really,
it
I think
good.
It's good. If you're comfortable with it.
We don't need to sexualize every post about it. Like,
right.
I don't
need
to see the
to
two
yourself.
Of you
wrestling in bed.
But let's let's be clear, they have sexualized everything from the very beginning of time. I mean, they're constantly like, he's butt grabbing, they're kissing on the counter, she's like googling eyes at him as he's walking out of the ocean,
grinding they're, on the bar stool. I'll never
I was
forget.
Just gonna say yeah. that bar stool yep. photo is like burned into my retina.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I mean, why wouldn't they make this sexual? It's on brand.
It is, but that's okay.
Touche.
Whatever. Do your
well, anyway,
thing. Make that money. Somebody's got
to
pay for
Caitlin.
That pool.
Congrats to Caitlin. And I do hope it happens for LaBev and Mabev.
Me too.
Very, very soon.
Yes.
That
so we
can
all
being
agree
sexual.
On.
Just
they'll
kidding.
Never stop. Breastfeeding will be a whole new adventure.
Oh, good Lord.
Little LaBev getting down on the
It'll be
the
like boob. Daddy and me feeding time.
Oh, Daddy and
you, can you guys just imagine the shortlist pics of Marky with the baby, like doing skin on skin and just, yeah.
Oh.
No, jeez. I don't wanna.
Wow. Man, that's really okay. Derailed the, moving on.
Awkward.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, let's move on.
Esther, you're next.
Oh, it's my turn yeah. next. Oh, gosh.
Well, you guys, there you go, Pod Dad. There's another one for the bloopers at the end.
I went down such a rabbit hole. My mind just went places that mm-hmm. I just couldn't pull myself out that fast.
Well.
Okay, so I found a new bib. Her name is Ashley, and her Instagram is Moira Lindblog, M-O-I-R-A. And I actually found her through Ashley from Purpose and Passion blog. So she's a Nashville blogger.
Oh, she's cute.
She's super cute. And honestly, I really haven't followed her for that long, only a few days. So it's very like surface. I like just really like her style and I really like her aesthetic. She seems super cool and super cute. But I was going through her highlights and she has a highlight called Teach It Tuesday, which I thought was really fun. And she does like tutorials, how-to videos of like certain things, kind of like she had one for closet organization. She had another one for mail organization. She had one for a really cute DIY Halloween costume for a kid. And I just thought they were like really easy, like everyday things that people may not think of or know how to do that she just made very simple in a few different, you know, highlights. But she hasn't done one of them in a while. So I want her to hear it here from Swiping Up. Ashley, please bring Teach It Tuesday back. Because I think it's a really fun idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
I do like her aesthetic. I just followed her. Because I've gotten to be like a lot pickier. And I always talked about it over the past couple months. But now I literally like only follow from Wendy Being Basic people that I actually like want to buy their like to know it outfits or their products or whatever they are like promoting. Like if I want, if I like their style or whatever, then I will follow them from that one. Like I don't just follow just randoms anymore. I do that from like swiping up, you know, so I can stay in the biz news or the bib news. But her feed's super cute. And I like her style and it looks like they're our age, which is really cool, right? Because her husband, I guess she's saying happy birthday. He's 38 or turned 38.
Oh, okay.
And she's a mom, which I'm kind of like into that right now. Like the moms and the Jen Reeds of the bib world.
Yeah, she seems really cool and down to earth. And I mean, I love Ashley from Purpose and Passion. So if they're friends, I'm sure I'm going to love her too.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I'm like staring at her page, her peach.
Getting lost.
Yeah, what am I doing? Okay, so Danny and the little girl, Reagan, did y'all see her stories? Oh, no. Man. Mm. It was really sweet.
No,
so
I didn't.
They, Danny took, remember the hair mama? We talked about her episodes back where Danny, that's who she used to kind of like help her out with her wig journey, yes. All that stuff. So the hair mama and Danny got this little girl. They picked out wigs. They tried them on the stories. And so she tried on a bunch of different ones. They settled on, I think it was wig number 2. It was like kind of an auburny, like red, really pretty. They cut it, styled it, showed her how to style it. Danny put her hand in the styling part of it. But the little girl, it was so sweet. And like, it wasn't one of those like emotionally produced type of stories. It was just like they were showing it, but by the end of it I was like teary-eyed because I was like, oh, that's really cool. Because I mean, you learn a lot about the wigs too. I think it was like a double lace front and those things look so real, it's insane. I mean, the wig did not look like a wig, and she's cancer free. And I just thought that was really cool to like see the behind the scenes part of that, because once people are cancer free, people are like, okay, it's easy breezy for them. Like life moves on. But like the struggle, like her hair is still growing. And I guess it was her mom that was with her. And she's like, oh my gosh, that's what her hair looked like before it fell out. And she went through. So it was like cool to see it. You know what I mean? And the little girl was just like beaming. I mean, she was so cute. She was smiling and like just super into it. And I love that kind of stuff.
That is so, so special. And what a cool treat or a gift after you go through all of that, like the cancer and the chemo and everything, to come out on the end.
Yeah.
Just like, because I'm sure she's not feeling like herself or looking like herself. And that probably just like really boosted her self-esteem and her confidence. I did see the picture that Danny posted, and I'm just going to say her hair, because like her hair is beautiful. Even though it's a wig, it looks so real. Like it's crazy. Like her hair.
Yeah. And I think the girl's 16, maybe. I say little girl, but, you know, compared to our old.
She's a badass.
But at 16, too, like, what age to be going through all of this and losing your hair? Like, you know, at that age, your appearance is part of your identity so much
100%. Yeah. It's your most formative years of your life.
Even now, though, like, for whatever reason, it'll cross my mind every now and then. And I'm like, wow, I would be really devastated if I lost my hair. Like, I think about that probably because I work in hair. But like, that is something that so many people, that is literally their crown. That is their comfort, their safety blanket. It is for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's so crazy to see someone go through something like that. And then on the flip side, like after they're done with the fighting part of it, it's like, okay, this is the fun part. Now it's time to feel like yourself again, your new self, you're cancer free, and like be the 16-year-old that you should be being. That's, you know,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that was very
so
nice.
Champagne and Chanel. We've finally gotten to see. First of all, I'm so obsessed with her house. I know it's very unique. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be everybody's style preferences. I am obsessed with it. And now we're seeing the inside, the decor, the actual styling. She used Kristen Nix Interiors. And praise Jesus, we have a bib that didn't do farmhouse style decor. I could not be more excited. Not, I don't dislike farmhouse style decor, but it doesn't work with every house. And everybody does it and they don't do it well. So really, really excited. Right. I mean, the pieces are stunning in her house. I'm obsessed. That's all.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful house. I love, mm-hmm. I love the house, like the bones of the house. I love what it is. I am more of like the rustic, shabby chic farmhouse. I agree. I think farmhouse is really overdone right now and it's too much. And people, when I think farmhouse,
right,
there's different variations of it. You know what I mean? Like MB had farmhouse, like rustic type of thing going on. I have a very rustic farmhouse type.
No,
Kelso there's had
Joanna Gaines farmhouse.
Oh,
there's
Lord.
Joanna Gaines farmhouse, and yeah. then there's yeah, there's Kelso. Kitschy,
Kelso's the Dollar Tree like, farmhouse. Yeah. Okay,
I can't. It's not for me.
Too, it's almost like an outfit. When you wear every single trend in one outfit, it's too much. You can't
do
that.
Oh, like Sarah Tondello?
Yes, exactly. Like Sarah Tondello.
Sarah Tondello and Kelso no. should be BFFs.
Maybe they are. Maybe they are. Mm-hmm. But it's like when you overdo something, it's like, okay, like mix it up a little bit. And you're right, Spencer. She has a very unique style. I love like the window
gorgeous.
Treatments. Beautiful. I love the windows in her home anyway and all the woodwork. But furniture wise, I'm more of like a, you know, rustic type of thing. Or not rustic because hers is actually pretty rustic, like modern.
But. Yeah, hers is a little too modern for me. Mm-hmm. It's cute. I mean, it's very tastefully done. There are some things I don't understand, like the two living rooms.
Yeah, that
kind
was
of like abutting
confusing.
Each other. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, it's nice. It's magazine worthy. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful.
I think
space
it's like
for
looking
sure.
at a person. Like let's looking at a man. Like you could look at a man and be like, "Yo, he is not my type, but he's good looking." I can appreciate it.
You can appreciate it. Yeah.
I feel like, mm-hmm. I feel
for
like
sure.
That's
a really good
know,
way to put it.
Decor
that's a good way to
can
put
be
it.
Too. Or even outfits, style. I look a lot of these well, fashion bloggers and I'm yeah. like, okay, I would never wear that, but I can appreciate it for what mm-hmm. it is.
For sure. Yeah. Well, decor is also very subjective totally. And very personal too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's definitely going to resonate with more types yeah. of people than
well,
others.
Well, I'm just
so.
Here to say yeah. I'm obsessed. It's perfection. And I really wanted that side table, but it's $1,200 and I'm not spending that. So
I was going to say, well, you too could have the furniture for a cool $100,000.
Is that where? Oh, so that's
yes,
where that side
I was
table
in
came
her house.
From.
And I literally it. Took 45 minutes tracking okay. it down because I was trying to find who made it. It was like some furniture shop in LA that made it. And it's out of stock anyways. But the fucker was $1,300 and I was like, damn.
Dope.
You were going. For, if it was in stock, no, you were about
I was
to buy
about
to swipe
it. Swipe
up
on that until I saw the price tag.
Spencer, I mean, dang, the, deep although, pocket Spencer over here. What?
It's for a timeless hunk of wood. It's. I say no, that's a
I
very
mean,
decent
yes,
price.
Yes. If I wasn't, I change my style. Changes.
It is expensive though.
And like,
yeah,
we're in a rental. Stay, like until yeah. I'm in something where I know yeah. I'm going to be for a while, I'm not spending that kind of money mm-hmm. on a piece.
That's exactly what I say to Nick all the time. Like yeah. until we buy a house, I don't want to invest in a lot of things because style changes
right.
and also the home will change
I could
too.
Buy that yeah. and then move into you know? A house so like Wendy's and need to pieces. Go farmhouse.
Just like totally, yeah. exactly.
Well, yeah, I've had,
that's smart.
Well, just for FYI, I've had a lot of my rustic pieces, like all of my, I have like several buffets, my nightstands, all that. I've had that literally since I lived in Florida for probably 8 years. And I did spend more money on them because my dad always said, invest in pieces that are going to like go through the life with you. You know what I mean? Because you can kind of mm-hmm. change them and stuff. So I do have some pieces that I've had forever. But you're right. Styles do change. Mine hasn't changed very much. I might change around some pictures, you know, throw in a little greenery here and there, but I'm pretty vanilla.
I also get bored with things too and like to like just change up the look itself, not necessarily the style. Do you see what
I'm
saying?
It's exactly like MB though, like how with her apartment, so girly, and now she's going like southeast, you know, which is like cool. Like now's the time to do it when you, you know, have a smaller space where you can play around with stuff.
Maybe I'll paint the above my fireplace hot pink.
I would love to see Mike's reaction.
Just go out on a limb.
Seeing a fuchsia fireplace. Can you imagine?
He would just see it glowing. Yeah, if the shiplap was like painted pink. Maybe I'll do each piece a different color pink. I don't know. My God.
We'll do just a photo shoot. Can we get this swiping up Barbie Mansion on the beach? Yes. And then we can just like throw up pink all over it.
Love Be like Pepto-Bismol barfed.
Yeah. It's gonna be amazing. Did you guys see Bonnie Weirich twerking?
Okay. Was it a TikTok?
Well, you guys missed out because it was hilarious and was awesome. No, she did tutorials.
My God, I love it.
Man, so, did she say that
a few weeks ago? No, I don't think so. And I'm mad at her because I asked her to, and other people asked her to. So, you remember a couple weeks ago when we saw her do like when she showed us a little sneak peek into her pole dancing class?
Yeah.
Well, people were asking her how to twerk. And so she's like, I need a couple glasses of wine. I need to like loosen up and then maybe I'll do it. So over the weekend, she had a couple glasses of wine and she gave us some ass shaking tutorials. Like they were so good. And I love her so much because she just has fun with it. Like she was down on all fours, just laughing.
Dang.
And just like moving her body and just being confident in her body. And she wasn't trying to put on a show or be someone that she's not. It's just dancing is her thing, you know? And I loved it. And so apparently a bunch of us DM'd her and we're like, Bonnie,
she does have a highlight.
Create a highlight.
It's the second one and it's called
She does? What's it called? Oh my God. Good. I'm so excited.
Don't make me learn how to twerk.
I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to. You might just love watching it.
I was literally being facetious. Like, don't make me, like, girl, don't make me learn. Like, I will, never mind.
No, I legit was organizing my pantry yesterday and I stopped mid-organization and went up to my bedroom, to my mirror to teach myself how to twerk. Yeah.
Oh my God. The first time that.
When they say being on your knees is unbecoming and she's like, are you watching it, censor? Oh, yeah, y'all gotta watch this.
It's hilarious. Somebody DM'd her and was like, I used to like you, but then you started taking all your pictures on the floor. Are you trying to be in Playboy? Are you trying to be an Abercrombie model? And she was like, go back to your original content. And then Bonnie's on all fours, sliding across the floor, shaking her ass. It's hilarious. And she's like, you guys, I take my pictures on the floor because it's comfortable. Like,
and because it looks good. And who cares?
And exactly. Who cares? But I love that she has her signature thing. Like Bonnie takes four pictures and she looks hot as fuck.
Yep.
I love it.
Get over
it. People will find anything to get their fucking panties in a twist over.
Thanks.
I just like, I honestly just want to have a girls' night with Bonnie because she's just so fun and free. And
let's just get all of our favorite people to do our swiping up getaway that we've been talking about it. And we'll get them all there and everyone's going to have a part and Bonnie's going to teach everybody how to twerk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to come back being the twerkingest son of a gun you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
my God.
I'm going to flip a cup on my ass. God. That's my goal.
Oh.
That is my goal.
Okay. Wow. All right. Yeah. Not mad.
I mean, it might flip onto the floor, but I'm going to try.
Hey, you'll look good trying, girl.
Did you guys know that that Bonnie and Katie Stark are friends?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I guess I didn't.
I mean, I found that out like a month or so ago. They were on each other's stories. And I was like, oh my God, you guys are friends from real life. That's not fair.
I'm jealous.
Gage is out here barking and I can't. Like, doesn't he know that we're recording?
So it's just you.
Good.
I saw your.
God. Yeah. It was really loud. Well, I figured they were somewhat friends because we did the whole thing together. You know, our little.
Yeah, but I didn't know that they both lived in the same city.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know that either. Okay, so Jen is so moving and her house looks so bomb. Like I'm trying to come over for a girls weekend, you know?
Like next
just
weekend.
Just inviting ourselves on over. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
But it was really cool because when she was talking about it, she was saying that they weren't really like looking necessarily for like to move right now because she loves her house, and Kyle had their house before they got married and he bought it, and then they've like renovated it. She wanted to stay there. He didn't. So then they started looking at houses, and she was like noticing that she was wanting to make changes and being like, no, you know, it needs to be this stain color, or it needs to do this or that. And he's like, well, this isn't your house. Like, this is not our house that we're moving into. And so he asked her like, you know, do you want to, I don't know, get crazy and buy this house? Anyway, they did. So they're buying that house, and she didn't want to lose her house. So his parents are actually looking to buy a house. They're going to buy theirs.
That's I thought that was cool. So perfect. And she said the timing was perfect because they were looking to buy in the area anyway.
Yep.
And they were in the market. I thought it was so cool how, so I don't know. I feel like everyone is buying and building homes these days, and that's great. I'm happy for every single bib who gets to do that. But I feel like a lot of it, it's just like, oh yeah, we're buying a house. But I love the emotion behind Jen's story. And she's like, this is a bucket list item. Like, I get to build a home with my husband.
Yeah.
After 10 years of marriage.
Yes. And you know, she moved right into his home that he already owned. So that was awesome. And the fact that like his parents already know their neighbors and love their neighbors, and the neighbors love them. It's just, you could not ask for a more like meant to be kismet type of scenario.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting for them.
I'm excited to see how she does her new house too, because her style is really great. Like, it is very like modern, but like some rustic in there, but it's like Aztec and like
transitional.
Like
South.
Yes. I mean, and it's affordable.
Yes.
And it's affordable, which I love.
Yeah. I can't wait to see how it turns out, because it's going to be gorgeous.
Those floors though, I think that like, I'm obsessed with Champagne's floors too. Like the herringbone.
Yeah. The same herringbone.
Makes me wet.
I actually, you know what I surprisingly love is her front entryway, her front doors.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. I love all windows. Big doors are like super in right now, which I love that. Give me all the natural lighting. All of it, except when it's really hot in the afternoon.
She's just such a nice person, and she deserves all the good things. So I'm really very happy.
100%.
So I came across a small bib this week. Her handle is KD_Strick, and she is actually an LGBT blogger. She is married to an officer, and they live in Dallas. And she has a series on her blog that she just started called, Kaya, or Come As You Are. And her focus for it is to highlight people in the industry that are marginalized and really highlight them and lift them up and give them kind of a spotlight. And I think that is such an awesome idea. And it's not, you know, just people that are part of that LGBTQ community. People that are in the Black community. I'm assuming she's going to do like body types and everything like that, and just really focused on inclusivity. And I think it's just really cool. And she is fun. I'm a big advocate for the police. I back the blue. And I think that like she has a really interesting perspective on it, being that she's married to a Dallas police officer. And I've really been enjoying her content.
Yeah. She's so pretty.
That's
too.
Really I'm cool. I'm going to have to check
like she's
her out.
She's got all these unique factors. You know what I mean? She's not, you can't look at her and make an assumption, because she hits you with a surprise, and she's got this other layer.
I love that.
A lot of people are like that if people would give them a chance though. A lot of people are not just one-sided. Everybody has multiple sides. Everybody's 3D. There's not a just one size fits all for certain things. You do not have to just be one way to support something or whatever. We have so many layers. So it's so cool that she is like, she's very contradictory in personalities. Like if you're looking by the book of what people are saying, you know, and I think that's really neat to see somebody that has a little bit of everything wrapped into one.
Yeah.
I like
it. So I'm excited to see like where she goes with this series. It's really cool. But you can go to her blog and you can put in a submission. Like if you want to be on there, if you want to nominate somebody, which is really neat.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, I'm going to follow her.
Really cute.
She's super cute. She looks like she has really good energy.
Mm-hmm. Good fun.
Thank you very much.
Good fun. Spence, good fun.
All right. Moving on to the meat.
Give me the meats.
All right. Well, we have a really meaty topic to discuss today. And that is bibs and their privacy. So this is something I've completely changed my point of view on over the last couple of months, because in the last few months, we've had a couple of, I don't know, I guess incidents. Incidents kind of sounds so dramatic, but a couple of incidents where bibs addresses were posted in our Facebook group. And I was actually one of those people to post a bibs address at one point in time. And I just never thought anything of it. We live in a world where everything is public. Everything is accessible. We have like People magazine posting this celebrity's newest mansion that they brought with all the pictures and all of that kind of stuff. And it's just kind of on top of that, we have bibs sharing every facet of their lives with us, down to from the second they wake up in the morning to the time they go to bed at night. And so I've always personally had this attitude of, well, it's public anyway, so why are you so bothered? You know, that information is out there for the world to see, so why do you care? But I've come to realize over time that like people have different comfort and safety levels for everything. Like I have a friend who never posts about her vacation until she's home. She's very private like that. She doesn't want anyone out there knowing that she's gone away from her home. And so she won't do that. And like, I would never, for example, share her last name on the show, just out of respect for her and her comfort level and her privacy level. So what I said earlier that I totally changed my viewpoint, it was always like, well, I think it's fine, so it should be fine for everybody. But it's kind of like the opposite. Like, well, I may not have an issue with something personally, somebody else might. And I feel like it's just better to respect that and just keep the same standards for everyone and just sort of like err on the side of caution. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think that, yeah, there is this perception like, okay, if you put yourself out there and the information is already public, there's no harm in sharing it. But that isn't always the case. And actually, it's really smart what your friend does, like not sharing when she leaves her home, because there are people that actually look for that information and will find it, because that information isn't difficult to find.
Well, there was, I don't know what city this was in, but there were cases of Uber drivers picking up people from the airport, picking up people from their homes and driving them to the airport. I believe it was maybe in LA. And then the Uber driver would know that they were going to the airport, and they would make conversation about them like, oh, where are you going? They would know they were going to Jamaica for 2 weeks, and they would go back around and go break into their home. And so like now, whenever we go out of town, which, geez, hasn't been this year, Nick always, if the Uber driver tries to strike up conversation, like, I'm sure they're totally legit, but now like Nick will not give any information really about like where we're going or how long we're going to be gone. Or one time, like we even said something like, oh, so-and-so is house sitting, or made a comment like to make it sound like people somebody weren't going to be. Yeah. And so I've also heard from bibs about people doing super crazy things like slowly driving by their home and rolling down the windows and waving
so
at their kids.
Creepy. And I can't even handle that.
That is.
That has totally, completely changed my perspective of it.
And you just don't know nowadays, and not to sound like a grandma, but it's like, that is where we're at. That is where we're at in life. True. You just do not know. You can't really trust anybody just right off the cuff. Like you can't, because you don't know someone's intentions. And I mean, when it comes to like your family, you're already sharing so much stuff. So it's like, yes, addresses and stuff are public knowledge, but at the same time, don't make it easier for people to get their hands on it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah. Like, and that's a really good point, because I know, and I'm sure everyone in every group, not just ours, who shares an address, they're doing it from a positive standpoint.
Right.
They're not trying to malicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like the more you put out there, the more accessible it is. And you know, there's people in groups mm-hmm. who lurk right. and screenshot things
yeah.
and share them when they shouldn't. And so one person, it just takes one wrong person to get their hands on it. And then it can spread like wildfire.
And it's like so terrifying if you actually sit and think about it, like just in situations that we've talked about, you know, off air or whatever, mm-hmm. but like, I'm like, God, do I want to put my kid out there? Do I want to put my life out there? Because I am an open book and I do love sharing. I mean, mm-hmm. I certainly don't think that I'm an overshare and I don't share every single part. But like if I'm out of town, yeah, I post like I'm at the beach. But
same.
I mean, usually like my mom or someone is here. Like we'll have somebody. And I find a lot of comfort in like Nest and like those types of situations because I get little bleeps on my phone if someone's in the house or in Fisher's room or like whatever. That makes me have a little bit more peace of mind. It's very hard to get away with stuff now. You know what I mean? Like it is
very hard. Like we have our neighbors, mm-hmm. you know, we each tell each other when we're going away if it's for an extended period of time and mm-hmm. like, you know, ring doorbell, all that good stuff.
Yeah. But it's really scary because people, you do not know at the end of the day who's actually watching you. You don't. Yeah. I mean, well, it's so crazy to think about that. Like, ugh.
And like, we also don't know what past experiences these bibs have had. Mm-hmm. Like, we see them as this like one dimensional character on a screen, but mm-hmm. we don't know if they've been robbed before or had mm-hmm. like scary things like that happen to them or their kids or had threats made to them. And right. so it's like, you know, I would rather just like not do it yeah. and just know that like in general, everyone's going to have peace of mind than just do it because I feel like sharing it at that moment. Not that yeah. it's a selfish
and
like thing, but you know,
photos are definitely
what I mean.
Different in my opinion. Sharing photos mm-hmm. of someone's home, like if you took photos from a listing and were sharing those, that to me is a lot different than actually putting the actual address out there.
Yeah.
I mean, again, mm-hmm. yeah, anybody, for sure. The bibs share their homes too. I mean, you could find the that's how people find the information from photos and videos inside their home. And like, go ahead.
We all know that the bibs, us and the bibs included, the second someone buys a home, sells yes. a home, are going on there looking up that shit.
Yeah. You don't have to be a bib. You know, anybody buys a house. My ass. No, my ass is online.
Everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, like even celebrities, we're so fascinated with their life and what they're doing, and if they have their baby, and
for
oh my gosh,
sure.
and this and that. Like bibs are no different in just
for
the same
sure.
capacity. There's people that like idolize them, you know, and so.
Yeah.
Those types of people are curious into their life and they're interested about that.
For
like,
sure.
It's the same thing, but it does seem a little bit more personal because they don't have bodyguards. They don't have, but you also hear about crazy people getting in like through the gates of like celebrities and stuff. It's real crazy.
Yes. And like sleeping in their bed. Do you guys want to know what a freak
I am? We already know, but go ahead.
I don't know.
Do you know Jennifer X. Yeah. Lauren that she just rented that house mm-hmm. in Newport Beach? Mm-hmm. Well, I think I texted you guys.
Yeah,
I found her house. I legit saw a picture of something. And from that one picture was able to pinpoint like a little radius and went street by street until I found her house.
Dang. I didn't know you
And
know
I'm not
that.
Ashamed of it. I am not ashamed of it. Like, because I'm just curious, but I restrained myself.
So if podcasting doesn't work out for you in the long run, you should definitely be a PI.
Private eye, baby.
Oh, yeah. Nick already knows, like, I'm in the works of, like, becoming a private investigator.
Oh,
like, it's just, it's in my blood,
it.
You know?
Hey, yeah. That's awesome if you can do it. I don't have the patience for that crap. I'd be like, nope, it's not over here on Smith Street. I'm done. They don't live here anymore.
And I'm not a patient person. You guys know that. But for whatever reason, I can be, like, super
meticulous.
Because
when you put your mind, like, when you have your mindset on, you're a stubborn person, which I am, yeah. too. It's yeah. not a bad thing.
Oh yeah!
But so if you
Hell
have,
yeah.
if you
I
have
dig
an
my
end goal
in
mind, you're like a dog with a bone.
Yes, I sure
you're
am.
You're a go-getter, and you know I'm not really mad about it. Just You got to do your thing. You got to get the going, you know?
Just wait. It'll come in handy one day. Someone's going to need me to find something, and I'm your gal. You're
like, Esther's on the case.
Sherlock Esther, I'm dead.
Esther Holmes. Esther Holmes will find your home.
Oh my God. There's your radio commercial slogan. It's perfect.
Be right back. I got to go create a new Instagram account.
Sorry, name's already been taken.
Esther's on GoDaddy
to you, which is very interesting because that leads into my next topic with Instagram and people selling stuff, but it's not what you think. So Elise is her name and Instagram is her game. However, her Instagram was freaking hacked. So it's a new bib that we found, what, like a week or two ago?
She found
us. She's
newer
to us. We talked about it recently.
What's her Instagram handle?
XO. Well, it's
go ahead. Sorry.
It was XORUMELYSE.
That's what it was.
So that one was the hacked one. Now it's XORUMELY, yeah. I think
it's ELY.
Or is it? Let me look. Look it up while I'm telling the story. So she noticed that her Instagram, she couldn't get into it. She got several emails and it was basically asking for like security, you know, to get into her account. Well, anyway, somebody gets into her account. They email her and they are asking her for $300 to get her account information back. And she's like, what? So she talked to her husband. He's like, I mean, it might be worth it, like, to give them the money so you can get your account back. But at the end of the day, like, this has happened before. And she was telling me a couple, because I talked to her on the phone this morning because I was like so curious, you know, because she had to like set it all up. She had like 20 some thousand followers. It was not like.
Did she have that money? I didn't realize account, you know, she had that many.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, she had like 20 some thousand. Yes. And so she said that before Instagram would work with her, they made her take a picture with a code on it. And they wanted to do a face recognition to make sure she was who she said she was. And then they were going to try to do the facial recognition to try to find her old account. And she, I think she had 26,000 followers or something. I'm looking at our screenshots now. So then she said that Instagram was working very well with her at first. And then they kind of just
they don't
like,
give a shit.
We can't really do anything. We tried.
Mm-mm. Oh my God.
So then they've promoted her account and she's been able to build like throughout the, cause this happened on Saturday. And so she's been able to build, but it's like the demographic is not what she was targeting.
I was just looking
before.
Through I mean, it and it's all like totally Russian different accounts and shit.
Yep. So she was saying, she's like, well, that sucks because it's not, you know, people that were following her before. And she has paid engagement posts that she was supposed to be doing. So she had to also change like her bank account information. She did say that her password was baby got back and I was dying. I was like, oh my God. I freaking love it. But I was like, oh, bless your heart, girl. But she was saying that, so she is 31. She's a nurse. She has three kids. Her husband actually works with Jordan and Kyle, which is Amber Massey and Jen Reed's husbands. So they're all in the fire department.
Oh, okay.
So Amber had reached out to her and told her about another app, and it's called Authy, and it's just this app that changes the code every 15 seconds, and that way no one can like get into your account. You can verify it, and it changes that frequently, so no one can just like get into it once they're in. You know
That's
what I mean? Like
so
if you
smart.
Stay logged in on your phone or your device.
Wait, what's
it
called?
It is smart. And so Authy, A-U-T-H-Y. And then she was telling me about another blogger that had about 200,000 followers that had the same issue, paid 500.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And never got, I mean, these people don't have to. And she even said when she was reading me the emails, like they were like, oh, we're really sorry for the inconvenience, but if you just pay us,
you're really,
like, oh, really?
You're sorry for nice. Sticking it up my ass.
Wow. Thank you so much. But also she was saying, and she said, don't quote her on this, but she was thinking that she had heard this about Lauren K. Sims a couple years ago, maybe this had happened to, but supposedly like this is a new thing. Like this is going to start happening more and more because it's a way that they're like holding these accounts hostage. I mean, that is your career. Yeah. That's your job. That's what's paying your bills. And someone can hack in and my God, these people are so smart. This is their job to like,
I know,
get into like banking information in your account and stealing it from you, literally stealing all of that work and then starting from what? Like there's no, I mean, so she has started a new account. What's her new name, Spencer?
You said. So it's, No, I moved off of it. It's XORUMELY.
So I wonder if anyone has ever been like blackmailed like that and paid the money and successfully gotten their account back. Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. I mean, that would be very interesting to see if that's happened because
I mean, some of these accounts following
like, it's like, oh, thanks for being a nice blackmailer. So
why can't Instagram do anything about it?
Well, her account is showing up deleted right now.
Like if you go, if you there. Put in
her- So
Instagram doesn't have like a backup.
Instagram is not super hands-on and helpful when it comes to big things like this, unfortunately. They just kind of wash their hands of it and they're like, sorry. And it's crazy because maybe they'll start taking it more seriously as this being people's careers and this is like an actual job now for people. I mean, I don't know, but...
Well, I was going to say Instagram could actually make money. They could offer some sort of like paid... I don't know, security data backup thing where an influencer pays a certain amount of month. I don't know what that looks like, but they could totally make money off of it.
There's probably some sort of like law preventing them from having like backdoors into people's accounts, if I had to guess. You know, who knows? But like, they're no help. Yeah, my friend, her handle was Dog Trainer Jamie. And I forget how she had probably about the same by the time she lost her account. She probably had close to 20,000 followers and her account just up and disappeared. Nobody hacked it. No, nothing. It just all of a sudden one day her password wouldn't work and it was gone. You could still like find photos through her hashtag, but the account was nothing. And she tried for months communicating with Instagram to get her account back. And they basically were like, sorry, there's nothing we can do.
Sorry.
So she had to start over from scratch. And she was like, this is like years of work gone.
That is terrible. I follow a girl from my salon page. And she, like, if hairstylists had bibs, she would be that person. And she, all of a sudden, like, she used to post all the time. And I noticed that she had stopped posting. I was like, dang, what happened to her? And she had, like, 6,000 or 7,000 followers. And same thing. Someone hacked into her account. She had to start all over again. All of her work, that's insane. That's years of work. And she posted stuff about it too. And she's like, you know, basically they said, sorry. I mean, they can't do anything about it. And it just kind of sucks. And her Instagram was Lift Like a Blonde, which is so cute. And she also is like a bodybuilder too. And now it's Lift Like a Blonde with an underscore at the bottom, at the end of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, she's so like, she's been able to like build up her account again too, but like to be positive in that situation, I'd be like so freaking bitter. I would be like, I'm not even getting an Instagram at this point. And people can do that. Like people close to you could do that if they wanted to. If someone hated you, they could just sit there and try to guess your password. And
excuse me while I download Authy.
Right. Well, so she couldn't even get her old account back.
Yeah, she can't get it. And if you put in the old account name, it, like Wendy said, it just looks deleted. It's not like you go, like the screenshot she has, it's like they change it to all this. It looks like Russian writing. Like when they jacked it, well, but now it's just gone.
So I just looked up, I just looked up Lift Like a Blonde and someone has this now. So then you'd have to go and try to buy it from them because after a certain while it does get released. Remember we went through this when I was reserving from the basic Insta bloggers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I guess
someone in South Carolina.
So if the person can verify that their account was hacked, right? Mm-hmm. Instagram has the power to go delete accounts. They can delete an account if they want to.
Yeah, but as a person that doesn't know that, you can't have your account deleted because you didn't know what you had a scandalous situation.
No, what I'm saying is once the account is hacked, couldn't she go to Instagram and be like, hey, my account was hacked? They could delete the account and then give her that name back.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they could do that. Like, that'd be an easy fix. However, if it's, I don't know, girl, these people can like make a damn credit card at the machine when you're getting gas. I don't know. What, Spencer, why do you
hold on?
What?
So what? Lift Like what? A Blonde _ her first yeah. post was on April 21st of 2018. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about how she's sad mm-hmm. to say that after years and years of working hard, blah, 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 blah. I just went to the Lift mm-hmm. Like a Blonde page, and her first post was in 2016. So was it not like, are these photos in the beginning not actually hers? Are they your friends?
I don't know, man. I'm so confused. I don't know, because I'm pretty sure Alicia, the girl, was Lift Like a Blonde. I'm pretty positive. That is weird. I don't know.
Very
important.
Just
we're gonna need her to give us the,
well, you're the PI. We're gonna need you to get on the case.
I'm gonna get you a bifocal. You guys,
I find houses
make it pink.
Definitely.
I usually, you know, my expertise is in the field of real estate. I can probably be persuaded to, you know,
yeah, I think go you on need social to. Media. I think this is, they're certainly sketchy here. Yeah. I need.
I'm not. Something's not. I'm not adding good at up. Geography, but I don't add up. I know, y'all. It's geometry. Oh, it was God. A joke. But anyway, I thought
that joke was, I actually got.
Yeah, me too, because I said it.
Oh Lord.
Oh, what do you know? We're at the end of the show. We start shit. Losing brain cells.
Okay. Yep.
But wait. Hold on. Okay. I was just going to tell everybody, follow her. She's awesome. XORUMELY. She truly is a sweet person, and it's so unfortunate. And we need to get her
give
some
her a
like,
share
legitimate
on your
follows. Yeah. Because yes. She's awesome. I mean, it sucks when that happens. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving right on into swipe ups. So last week, I talked about Courtney Shields' partnership with Tula and coming out with Glow Hour, the brightening eye balm that she was doing that neutralizes dark circles, has the blue light protection, all that good stuff. Well, she is very sweet and sent one to each of us to try from her personal stash. So that was really, really awesome. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Courtney. Thanks,
And so
Courtney.
We waited to swipe it on together, but so we could like on air. First of all, the packaging is so freaking cute. It's the Tula blue. It's got her name in the gold foil on the front, her signature on the inside, and it says like Courtney Shields made me do it. Like there was not a detail left on the table. Like it's very, very detail oriented, which I personally love. I'm a packaging sucker.
Same here. Same. Marketing gets me every time.
I actually like how this one is smaller than the other sticks. And I know she said she designed it that way purposely so it could get into all the little like crevices and areas that she wanted to get into. Yeah. But it's so cute. So when you take off the lid, it has like a little miniature lid. What is this thing called?
A top.
A stopper.
A little topper. And like, so you can go pop it back on and off. It is so pretty. Okay, I'm going to test it out on my hand first.
Yeah, it's got like a nice like skin toned sheen. Like I don't like the pink one.
It's
personally, it's too like sparkly for me. I don't know. I'm not into it. Mm-hmm. This is.
Do you like the blue one better?
I like the blue one better than the pink one for sure.
Probably because of your skin tone, because I don't love the blue one. I like the pink one more. So I like that this one is like a happy medium. Like it looks good on any skin tone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we all have very different skin tones.
Yeah, I was not going to lie. I was a little worried it would be orangey on me because I have such fair skin, but it's beautiful.
All right, are we putting this on our eyes or what?
Yeah, let me pull out my mirror.
So this could be exciting.
I'm using my phone. Just use your phone, girl.
I can't use my phone. All right. Okay. Nope, I'm just, dang it, guys.
I have I have makeup on. So is it good, like, over makeup? So
she said that you can do it kind of like the other balms, underneath makeup, or you can do it over mm-hmm. and apply through the day for the extra protection.
So
now, I do find the other balms when you do that. For me,
too. I don't like using them over makeup.
But I also suck at makeup.
For me, too.
Okay, you're better at makeup than me, so I know that it's not a user error.
Not a user error.
No, it's so... I really, really right now, so I put it so far under my eyes, I put it on my nose, and I put it on my brow bone. I really like it on my nose. I really like it.
Mm-hmm. And I was a little skeptical because I don't like the pink ones. I don't like the highlight on the pink one, so I was a little worried, but I really like this.
I just put it on my lips.
Oh, yeah, I like this a lot.
Are you supposed to put it on your lips? Okay, yeah, note to self, don't put it on your lips.
Why? What happened?
I look like a frostberry.
Stop
it. I was just... Schnauzberry.
Well, you should have did it so I could have jinxed you.
You guys, I'm obsessed with this. This is so stinking cute.
And I'm with you. I like that it's smaller because... The bigger ones, like, A, if you put it on your nose, it would eventually wear a little spot because my nose has, like, got a bone right there and I wouldn't want it to be mm-hmm. all, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dragged down the front of it. I mean, I guess that's pressure thing. But, no, I like it. It's just enough. It truly is glow. Yeah. It's like a glow.
It's so subtle.
Glow without shimmer.
And it's not...
I just am not into shimmer.
Yeah, like, you can't... You can tell it's there, but you can't. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it just... It looks like it's part of your... It looks like second skin-ish.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, good job, Court.
Listen.
Good job, girl.
That, for a first product, that is very exciting.
Hey, we were talking today how she's killing it as like a businesswoman. Like she really truly is like killing the game with her jewelry line, her Tula. And I, like I said last week, I am all for people using, I guess, quote, dark times or like whatever you want to call it as a motivator to like do boss things, to do big girl things. Like I'm 100% all for that. And I love her mindset. And it seems like she is just like out there crushing it. And for that, girl... You're going to need a lot of glow hour because you're going to be looking fierce.
She is glow hour. Mm-hmm. Like if there's any product, and she said she worked on this for like a year with Tula to perfect it and get it just how she wanted. But you know what's funny is there's so many bibs out there promoting or you know, collabing with different things. And this is so authentic for
her. This is a product like, that makes sense
it's
for
not
her
like,
to promote.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. It's very on brand. I hate on brand, but it is. It's like if you could picture Courtney using a product, it's so very her. And I really like
that. I'm excited
that.
To like use it underneath my makeup. I want to see what it does.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
I'm going to do my makeup tomorrow and I'm going to use it and see what I think. And just, I'm all about, I love shimmer and I love highlighter in theory, but when I use it and look at myself in a photo, I'm like, dang, girl, you like a grease lightning. Like, it's too much. Like, in photos, I'm very heavy-handed on the highlighters. Now, I like a little bit, but I love that this is designed especially for the areas that you really, truly only need highlighter. Like, you don't need to put it all over your face. And sometimes
I like a fresh, balmy look. Like, I love natural makeup. Yes, dewy. So I'm excited to try that.
Well, you know what? I have a feeling that this is the balm.
Thebalm.com.
It's thebalm.com. You glow, love girl.
So my actual swipe up for the week is a service by a girl, Edits by Amy. So Wendy actually, if you're in our Facebook group, you've seen it. We changed our banner to it. Had her take photos of us and she basically, what's the word?
Digitizes.
She basically takes your photos and edits them so they look like they're digital.
Pretty.
But it's
colorful.
It's awesome. It's I mean, it's so much fun. She is so talented. They look just like the photos. It's crazy. Yeah.
She's amazing. And she does everything.
She does people. She can do food. So pets. I mean, it's such a great gift idea if you have someone that's like obsessed with their dog or obsessed with their cat and you're trying to think of like a unique personalized gift. Such a good idea. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know what she does for pricing, but I mean, she's so talented. It doesn't really matter. And her handle is Edits by Amy, but her name is all double. So it's AAMMYY. But she's awesome. So talented.
Yes. She really is.
She was so easy to work with too. Like I could not, I burped. I was so excited to give them their present because
you were? It was like, I couldn't tell.
I was like, can I please do it? And Spencer's like, no.
It was me.
One of y'all were saying no. I think it was Spencer.
We were both saying no. We were like, let's wait.
But then you said that I could and I didn't hear from Spencer. I was like, I'm just going to do it. I was like literally about to pop and she wanted to share it to her page. So I was like, oh my gosh, let me email them. Let me text them. But anyway, she was so easy to work with. So sweet. She, I didn't have to like make any adjustments. Like it was perfect. I'm sure people probably have certain things that they look for, but I mean, the photos that I sent like of our selfies, it looked identical. It was crazy. Yeah. When I got them over, I was like, holy crap. And I even looked at like our hair color, the highlighting, the colors of our, I don't know. She truly is amazing. And that's such a big thing right now is like all the artwork, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love how she took us and like all separate selfies and put us all together.
Microphones.
So yeah. That it looked like we were.
I was going to say, yes, I did ask her. I asked her. I said, you know, it's for a podcast. I said, if you could add headphones and a microphone to it, that'd be great. And then I mean, I didn't know what it was going to come out like. And I was like, dang, she like killed it.
She nailed it. She nailed did. It.
Man.
Yay.
Okay. So my swipe up is, I shared it on my stories the other day, but Mike's grandma, someone messaged me. I was like, what are you saying? Your ex-grandma? So it's Mike's grandma. So my husband's grandmother. So we share a birthday and I wanted to get her something special because she's got everything, you know, and she's always baking and she either bakes the fudge that everybody loves or the dump cake, which CM Coving shared that. And like dump cake is so good. But so I couldn't decide which one I wanted to do, but I ended up doing the fudge because that's something that is a little bit more special. Well, I got her to handwrite out the recipe because Maddie Nelson actually shared this a while ago. She's done this for gifts and you get someone, you can handwrite the recipe and they like engrave it on the bottom of the dish. And then on the lid, I got it, the last name put on it, which I thought was really cute. But anyway, it's a really personal gift that you can give that'll be in the family for years. Not that you ever want to think about that part of it, but it's nice that that will be something that can be passed down. You know, it's not.
I loved it. That's such a good idea.
It's really cool.
It's so personal. It's so personal. And I love that.
And it's not bad. It was $80 for the dish, all the engraving, shipping, and then the lid was like $10 extra.
That's really not bad. Total,
which is not bad at all for.
No. Mm-hmm. For something so personalized. Yeah. And how cool, like, that is going to be a family heirloom. Right. Like it's going to get passed down from generation to generation.
And let me tell y'all, she did this within a week.
Oh, wow.
Start to finish. I mean, it was at my doorstep. I don't even know, 5 days later, 7 days later, but it was super quick. But anyway, it's an Etsy shop and it's Gone Girly, but we'll make sure to post the link because I did have several people actually message me on Instagram asking for the link to it. So we'll make sure to share that so that way people can like go to, I don't think she's got an Instagram, but they were super cool and you can make any adjustments to it, but it was perfection.
Have you given it to Mike's grandma? Did she love it?
Yeah. Yep. Gave it to her yesterday. Yeah. She loved it. And it was so funny because when she was opening it, you know, she didn't see that her name was on the lid. And so she opened it up. I said, oh, it's got, you know, your recipe. And so she like lifted it up. She's like, my mother would just be beside herself. And I was like, which I thought was really sweet, you know, because I guess her mom used to make it. And then when she shut it, she's like,
that's so sweet.
I was like, yeah, girl.
That is
fancy.
So cute.
Yeah, she loved it though.
I love it. So my swipe up is Courtney's balls.
Shreddy balls.
Glow balls.
Oh my God. These balls are so
They feel
tasty.
Good in your mouth.
So they feel so good in my mouth. I like to bite into them. They're sweet, not salty at all. So they're actually quick and easy energy bites. So Courtney Shields posted this on her.
It must be.
Is this
be.
Like the Courtney Shields episode? Like, why Hello? Isn't she on this episode? I know.
Dollar up.
She posted, she makes these with Kins a lot, and she posted them a couple of days ago, and I've seen them before. And so I swiped up on the recipe and they are so easy. And I was thinking about waiting until we were all back together in the studio so you guys could try them. But they're just so good. And I feel like everyone has the ingredients in their pantry. So I had to do it now because they're so delicious. It's literally oats, coconut, peanut butter, honey, chocolate chips.
Yeah, and chia seeds. Looked really like, good.
That's it.
Didn't I make those one night for us when we had a girls' night? Do y'all remember that? Like one of our first girls' nights, I had them in the refrigerator, the little balls.
I don't.
Yeah, y'all came over.
I don't remember that.
Y'all came over and I made them. It was your first night ever. And I had little energy bites and I grabbed them out of the refrigerator. And I know you asked what they were. I was trying to find the highlight
I'm
of
sure,
it.
But I probably got drunk and forgot. Like, let's be real.
We didn't really.
Let's just be real.
Oh, our first night was kind of crazy.
Mm. Was it before
Nick had to come pick me up.
Was it before I got there with the big ass charcuterie?
That was not our first night.
Yeah, it was. It was because we had the...
When we made chili?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
That was our first girls' night.
Your cousin was there, Wendy, right? Yeah.
And Jessica. Mm-hmm. Jessica was here.
And we did get really drunk and spiders attacked me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, ew.
But anyway, they are good and delicious and I need to make more of those.
They're so easy to make. And she gave like a little, or her mom gave a little tip that if you take, like if you're doing the honey or the peanut butter and you spray your measuring cup with like olive oil or Pam, it helps it slide right out.
I just learned that a few months ago.
I just literally learned that a couple of days ago. And I'm like, Esther,
especially
how did you know?
Especially with
like,
all your baking.
You bake all the time. How did you know? I know. But yeah, they're so good. And I feel like they're even better when they sit in the fridge for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. But like, they're super easy. You just dump it all in the bowl, stir it up, roll it in little balls.
I feel like that too, like, and that's the perfect amount of sweet for me. Like, I don't get, like, it's mm-hmm. like a rare occasion where I like get a sweet tooth. And a lot of times, like real sugary stuff is way sweeter than I actually want. So something like that is like,
perfect. Like I always say, like all of my teeth are sweet. Like if you gave me sweet or savory, I would choose sweet every single time. So I love that this is like a little bite. Like it's kind of like a substitute for a candy bar where it's like got healthy stuff in it. And you just, it's like guilt free, even though candy bars shouldn't be guilty. But
I'm more of
you know
like
what
a
I mean.
Salty, savory. So I feel like, mm-hmm, like you said, mm-hmm, it's perfect for both. However, yeah, I was thinking the other day, how good would something like that be with the Safe and Fair granola? Like yes. I want to make the strawberry ones so bad with like honey and put a little bit of shredded coconut and then do that.
Okay,
I have several
bags of granola that are down to like the bottom where you can't really like grab pieces and I don't eat yogurt or anything. So they just sit there and I usually end up throwing them away. I'm gonna play around. I'm gonna see if I can make a recipe.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should make your own balls.
My own balls. Baby.
Mm-hmm. And then eat them.
Do y'all remember that song from South Park? Not that I watched South Park, but I just remember it. Suck all my chocolate salty balls. Stick them in your mouth then suck them.
No, I don't know that at all. All I can think about is that stupid SNL episode. The Christmas one.
Shreddy balls. With Alec Bolt. Was it with Alec Bolt?
No, I don't. Actually, it might have been. It might have been.
Sweaty balls. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
So funny.
I know.
And these are definitely not
sweaty.
It's like no bake. You just mix them and put them in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Mix them and stick them in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yep. Sounds good.
Delicious.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Swiping Up. Please subscribe so you never miss an episode and give us 5 stars on iTunes and a sweet review. If it's not sweet, bite me. If you'd like to support us and just can't get enough of the bib news and tea, head over to patreon.com and become a patron at the Miller's tier for a bonus episode each month. You can also join our Facebook group. Just be sure to answer all of the questions and follow us on Instagram at Swiping Up. You can follow me, Spencer, at Spencer So Basic.
You can follow me, Esther, at Esther So Extra.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
And as always, don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic.
Bye, guys.
This show is part of the Orbital Jigsaw Network. For more episodes, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio. For details and show notes from each episode, check us out, orbitaljigsaw.com.
And now I gotta play that song for y'all. Suck on my chocolate, salt and bone. Suck on your mouth, then suck on.
Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate, salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them.